Alex, you have something here that, well, I don't know what to think.
I will say this. If you are a parent who has your child or children in the car with you right now, listen at your own discretion, not because it's bad, but just because I'm going to try to say this in a sensitive way, if you know what I mean. You'll see once I start talking. But if you feel like, yikes, I'm gonna turn it down just for a second and come back. It won't take too long.
Okay, there's the warning.
So there's your warning. There is a mom who has gone viral on Facebook because she posted a picture of this creepy porcelain doll.
Oh, no, no, no. Get that out. Don't put that on my face.
Right? It's super creepy looking.
I hate those things.
Yes, it's one of those antique old porcelain dolls she dug up probably in her attic or in her basement or something like that, right? Well, she says, "Good morning, little girl. You didn't try to get rid of me, did you? Hashtag doll in the hall." So this hashtag doll in the hall has now gone viral in this what this mom has been doing. And basically, she discovered that this doll that she found in her house has the same magical powers, if you know what I mean, as like Elf in the Shelf or Elf on the Shelf during Christmas.
Okay, yeah, like it can report back and stuff.
Yeah, well, it can report back, I guess, to I don't know who would be in charge of the creepy porcelain dolls, but it reports back. It can move around, you know, in the middle of the night. It does creepy things. And so this mom discovered that this old porcelain doll she found was moving around, and it was terrifying her children, which she thinks is funny, because she's just one of those moms.
That's not funny, Mom. That's scary as hell.
So she said that what she started doing was, you know, keeping the doll in the house and letting it use its magic powers to move around. So the kids, you know, they're picking it up, which they're not supposed to do. You're not supposed
to
touch it.
You do not touch it.
But they're throwing it away because they're scared of it, but then they'll wake up in the middle of the night and it'll be in bed with them.
What?
Hashtag doll in the hall. Here she is. She posted a picture of the doll on a stack of her kids' games on a bookshelf. She said, "Another day, another demon. Hashtag doll in the hall."
No, I don't want to take. Quit putting the phone at me. I don't want to see that.
So now all these parents are doing this. They're taking pictures of their doll in the hall and using that hashtag and posting it online so that people can see. And all these parents are participating and letting their creepy doll in their house participate. So if you're a parent who likes to have a little fun, you might want to see if your porcelain doll laying around the house also has these creepy magical powers, and that maybe it could move around.
I'm an adult man or a big bald baby, and that, to be honest, scares the crap out of me.
See, I heard about this and I was like, mom goals!
Of course you did.
So I think if you have one of these antique porcelain dolls in your house and you want to see if it'll work, you should take pictures of your doll and use hashtag doll in the hall radio now so that Joe and I can see it. We'll repost your pictures on our social media because we want to see if the dolls in Indianapolis can do the same thing.
Do you
thing.
Think there's any moms, I'm sure they're dads, you actually think there's moms listening right now to the Joe and Alex show that would do that to their kids?
100%. If I would do it, they would do it.
There's not a single one. What's the hashtag again you want people to use? We'll
hashtag look for it. Doll in the hall radio now.
Okay, we'll be looking for that hashtag.
I'll post the picture that this mom posted up on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, so you can see.
It's creepy as hell. All right.